Bowie. The first time I saw David Bowie, it was a man who took me to a cinema in Huntington, 12 miles from our town, where they were showing Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, the concert film with backstage footage of Bowie during costume changes talking with friends he obviously loved. He was young, with milky skin, as excited about the show as his audience, no matter how garish the makeup, how spiky the hair. He was, that is, an ordinary person saying, "Wow, isn't this a blast?" saying what I would say. Soon he'd go back on stage in another skin-tight outfit. The crowd would spend half a song wondering where his dick was before surrendering again, singing along to that big voice as crisp and thrilling as sanity. He was so full of plain goodness, yet also a space alien, truly fierce, a little grotesque, though I knew he was nothing to be afraid of, for I was Ziggy Stardust too. Soon I'd go away to college, putting distance between me and the man who drove me to see Bowie. For a while he wrote me letters mentioning other beautiful men. Richard Gere was on Broadway playing a gay man in a concentration camp. The Nazis made him wear a pink triangle, and perhaps, his letter suggested, I might want to try on that triangle too. Did I tell you he was my 12th grade English teacher? His understanding of metaphor was quite limited, but I'm glad I at least got to Bowie, who was so far beyond gay or straight, a creature so wildly human there was no word for him yet, which is why he needed another planet to be from, a planet I needed to find.